From Yahoo Sports, MLB Injury Report. Carlos Correa's season ends with ankle injury, Ha-Seong Kim set to debut Tuesday. In this week's injury report, Tarek Skubal is aiming to return in 4 to 6 weeks. Carlos Correa undergoes season-ending ankle surgery, Ha-Seong Kim is set for his season debut on Tuesday, and Jeremy Peña is ready to embark on a rehab assignment. Let's break it all down as we run through the relevant injury news around baseball. Baseball is back. MLB returns to NBC and Peacock in 2026. In addition to becoming the exclusive home of Sunday Night Baseball, NBC Sports will broadcast MLB Sunday Leadoff, Opening Day, and Labor Day primetime games, the first round of the MLB Draft, the entire wild card round of the postseason, and much more. We got better news than expected following Skubal's surgery to remove loose bodies from his elbow last Wednesday. It turned out to be just one loose body. He's aiming to return in just 4 to 6 weeks. The team keeping him on the 15-day injured list rather than the 60-day injured list seems to indicate their optimism that he can make that timeline. The Rays own the best record in the American League. Eovaldi was scratched from his scheduled start against the Diamondbacks on Monday with left side tightness. He's scheduled to undergo imaging, and the results will determine the next steps. Manager Skip Schumaker called Eovaldi day-to-day with a side discomfort, but we'll likely know more about when he might be ready to take the mound in the coming days. Carpenter was removed from Saturday's game against the Royals with shoulder soreness after running into a wall on Bobby Witt Jr. Inside the park home run. The injury will cost him some time after the team placed him on the 10-day injured list with a left shoulder sprain. The 28-year-old slugger was hitting .216/299/451 with 6 homers and 17 RBI across 117 plate appearances. His absence could open more playing time for Gage Workman and Wenciel Perez. Wilson suffered a sprained left shoulder on a diving play in the 5th inning against the Orioles on Sunday. He was removed from the game in obvious discomfort. He was scheduled to undergo imaging on Monday to determine the extent of the injury. If he requires time on the injured list, expect Darryl Hernández to step in at shortstop for the A's. Barger was scratched from Sunday's lineup after waking up with a limited range of motion in his right elbow. This came the day following an incredible 101 mph throw from right field to record an out at home plate on Saturday. The throw might have cost him. The team placed him on the 10-day injured list on Monday with right elbow inflammation. Barger had just been activated from the injured list after missing 5 weeks with an ankle sprain. Yohandrick Benango was brought back up from AAA to take Barger's place on the roster. He was 11-for-26 at the plate over 10 games with Toronto before Barger returned from the ankle sprain. What a throw! MLB at MLB May 9. 2026 Addison Barger immediately making an impact in his return from the IL pick. Twitter.com/LJUAC KBC Fairbanks is set to return after a minimum stay on the injured list with nerve irritation in his right thumb. Marlins manager Clayton McCullough stated he will travel with the team to Minnesota and likely be activated ahead of the series opener against the Twins on Tuesday. Fairbanks steps back in as the primary closer after Tyler Phillips, John King, and Calvin Fautcher stepped in for saves in his absence. Kim will make his season debut on Tuesday after he was activated from the 10-day injured list. He missed the start of the season recovering from a torn tendon in his right middle finger. Kim suffered the injury while falling on ice in January. The 30-year-old infielder should slot in as the team's everyday shortstop after signing a 1-year, $20 million contract. Kim provides modest power with some stolen base upside in a solid lineup, great as a middle infield option in deeper roto leagues. Peña continues to make progress towards his return from a hamstring injury. He ran the bases over the weekend for the first time since landing on the injured list on April 12. It was the last hurdle he needed to clear before starting a minor league rehab assignment. He'll likely need a week or so of at-bats before returning to the Astros lineup, hopefully by next weekend. Correa had helped fill the void at shortstop with Peña out until he suffered an ankle injury during batting practice last Tuesday. He underwent season-ending surgery on Monday after tearing a tendon in his left ankle. It's a tough blow to Houston and the 31-year-old veteran infielder. He was hitting a solid .279/369/418 with 3 homers, 22 runs scored, and 16 RBI across 141 plate appearances. His absence clears the path for Isaac Paredes to entrench himself at third base for the rest of the season. Webb downplayed the knee discomfort he's apparently been pitching through following his 6-run outing against the Padres last Tuesday. He was expected to make his next start, but will instead take a 2-week break as the team placed him on the 15-day injured list with right knee bursitis. It might do Webb well to take time off after posting a 5.06 ERA and 1.40 WHIP over 48 innings. Trevor McDonald was recalled to take his place in the rotation. It's not expected to be a lengthy absence for Webb. He's already scheduled to resume throwing on Wednesday. Rodriguez has been on the shelf since the late stages of spring training with right shoulder inflammation. He got up to 94 pitches in his latest rehab start with Singla Cucamonga, giving up 2 runs with 11 strikeouts over 4.2/3 innings. It seems he's built up enough to join the Angels' rotation at any time, but the team may want him to get a start against better competition in the upper minors. Either way, he's an upside stash candidate in deeper leagues. Teal has been brought along slowly after suffering a strained right hamstring late in spring training during the World Baseball Classic. He ran the bases with no issue over the weekend and finally got clearance to begin a minor league rehab assignment. Given how much time he's missed, he'll figure to need at least a week of minor league games before he's ready to join the White Sox lineup.